Beginning, Post 1, June 7, 2011. This thought struck me when I was driving home on a November Saturday night this year, after attending my 40th high school reunion. It had to do with luck and blind chance. Whatever I believe about my own choices and willpower bringing me relatively unscathed through the past 40 years is, I think, mostly mythological. And having spoken to a half dozen men and women at the reunion whose personal lives seem difficult, or in thinking of two high school friends who are dead, my first thought is cautionary, there but for the grace of God, or purely fortuitous chance, or the correct blind choice go I, or any of us. I came away with a strong sense of how many other lives had been possible for me. I have been extraordinarily blessed and just plain lucky. This does not mean that talent and hard work doesn't matter. It does. This does not mean that I think some kind of inevitable fate or destiny is at work in our lives, although I've seen that in kids' lives. Time and time again, those who did not have the built-in advantages of good parents, a middle-class upbringing, good educations, and being born during the most prosperous time in the American century. Almost like characters from a Dreiser novel, some of the kids I have taught seemed doomed. No, I just think more often than I have been aware that I have sidestepped the worst traps, missed the most tragic connections, unthinkingly chosen the better path. I wonder if humility isn't the proper attitude for anyone who has reached 58 and possesses a good job and some measure of peace and family. This is where I will begin this experiment in writing and keeping engaged with the world, in trying to make some sense of what I see and think and feel.